Stakeholders from around the region are gathering in Skagway on Friday to celebrate the completion of a project that promises to improve internet in the Upper Lynn Canal. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Leaders from Haines, Skagway, Clequan, Juneau, and the Yukon are joining Alaska Power and Telephone in Skagway to mark the completion of a project years in the making.
Simply to celebrate not only the accomplishment, but the connectedness of these communities going forward.
Mark McCready is the director of marketing at AP&T.
And really what it means to these communities, as we now have become truly a connected society, it seems, no matter where you live, and it's become such an important and dynamic component to really livability.
The company has completed the installation of an 86-mile fiber optic cable that runs underwater from Juneau to Skagway. It's a multi-million dollar project aimed at improving internet in the region, growing capacity as demand for service increases. They currently use a microwave network. The fiber optic connection is not quite up and running yet. AP&T had estimated that would happen by the middle or end of this month. McCready says crews have been conducting tests and preparing to make service changes.
I would imagine that in the last month or two here in 2016, that in all likelihood we'll start making some adjustments to individual tiers of our service levels and providing more value to the customers.
The celebration in Skagway includes a performance from the Chilkat Dancers of Haines and Clequan, with an introduction from Haines Mayor Jan Hill, and a keynote address from State Senator Dennis Egan. He'll be introduced by Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer. AP&T's soon-to-be CEO Michael Garrett will also speak at the event. Again, McCready.
We're really excited to be able to bring the folks together that partnered on the project, that will be impacted by the project, to share with them our vision going forward, and have them also be able to share their insights, their hopes, how they feel it will impact their community.
McCready says it's also a chance to look ahead to the future.
Looking at the fact that this region now provides an opportunity for what seems to be a single source going out of Yukon that has struggled with connectivity the last couple of years.
There are no set plans yet for expansion into the Yukon, but AP&T has talked about the possibility. In Alaska, AP&T expects to introduce new internet packages later this year or early next year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.